welcome everybody to the education talk meeting for Friday, January 31st. First on our agenda is to do the roll call of the talk members.
Commissioner Langille.
Here.
Commissioner Shock.
Here.
Commissioner Brown. Commissioner John.
Here.
Commissioner Schiffer. Commissioner Schiffer.
He's here. He may have stepped away.
I think he's here, yeah.
He's logged on. His name's logged on, so he may be having some audio issues.
Yeah. But we do have a quorum. Commissioner Brown is absent.
Okay. All right, thank you, Michael. Next, can we have staff identify who's on the line for the meeting?
Jim Hammers.
Michael Clark.
Justin Vogel.
Mohammed Ghani.
And Alan Burke.
All right. Welcome, everybody. So next on the agenda, we've got the review and approval of the meeting agenda. Hopefully everyone has the link to it in the agenda. We've got a total of three courses here we're going to be reviewing. Do we have a motion to approve the agenda?
Shock, move approval of the agenda.
All right, second.
John, second.
All right, motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the agenda is approved. Next, we have item number three is the review and approval of the November 22nd, 2024 meeting minutes. And do we have a motion to approve those meeting minutes?
Shock, move approval.
John, second.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 All
right, any opposed? All right, meeting minutes are approved. Next, we have item number four, which is pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. We have none pending for this meeting. So next, we've got item number five, which is pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendation to the commission. And we have two courses here to review and approve. So our first course is course number 13-15.0. And Michael, can you give us an overview of this course?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is Advanced FPC 8th Edition 2023 Metal Roofing. The provider is FRSA, Florida Refrigeration Sheet Metal Air Conditioning Association. The accreditor, J.C. Cody Construction Consultants, and the accreditation date, 1-6-2025. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides an overview of metal roofing materials and coatings before discussing sections of the Florida Building Code, Building Chapter 15 pertaining to metal roofing. Code topics include definitions, weather protection, performance requirements, fire classification, materials, roof coverings, product approvals, exposure categories, risk categories, and uplift requirements. Industry warranties, best practices, and installation issues are also covered. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? All right. Do you have anybody from the public wishing to speak on course number 13-15.0? All right. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve course number 13-15.0?
Make a motion to approve.
Motion. We have a second.
Chalk will second it.
All right, any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? course 1315 is approved. Next, we have...
Excuse me a second. This is Brad Schiffer. I finally logged in. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Yeah, I got your audio there. Okay. Thank you. Next, we have forest number 1308.0. Michael, you want to give us an overview on this one?
Mr. Chair, forest 1308.0 was mistakenly put on this agenda. This course actually was conditionally approved at the November ad hoc meeting and has since been fully approved.
Okay.
When I sent the notice out to the commissioners, hopefully you guys on both the course summary review report and the document review summary report, I put a note on there not to review this course because you had already previously reviewed it.
Okay. My apologies there. I overlooked that. I guess with that, should we amend our motion for the meeting agenda to not include this course number then? Would that be the most appropriate way to do this? Or
Commissioner Langille, I don't think that that's necessary. Essentially, no action needed for this particular item. You can just consider it kind of a brief review by Mr. Clark.
Okay.
I don't know. All right.
Yeah, you just noted the meeting minutes then.
Yeah.
Okay. All right then. In that case, then we are finished reviewing those forces there. I only have one. So next on the agenda is item six, which is pending administratively approved updated course for recommendation to the commission. We have none pending for this meeting. Item seven is pending administratively approved self-affirmed, no change, updated courses, and we have no courses to review for this meeting as well. So that takes us to agenda item number eight, which is pending administratively approved self-affirmed, one change, updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And we do have one to review, and that's course number 1055.1. Michael, can you give us an overview on this course?
Yes, sir. The course title is FBC Accessibility 7th Edition 2020 Advanced Building Code Review Course -Internet. The provider is American Society of Landscape Architects, Florida Chapter. The prior accreditor was Larry M. Schneider, and the affirmation date was 1/15/2025. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that reviews and explains the new ADA standards for accessible design that were published in September 2010 and became mandatory in March 15, 2012. The Florida Building Code fully accepts these standards and provides for some more restrictive criteria which will be addressed. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the method of course evaluation was missing, the method of course presentation was missing, the 7th edition should be changed to 8th edition in the BCIS course title, and the certificate of completion was missing but not required. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to adding the method of course evaluation and method of course presentation and changing the 7th edition to 8th edition in the BCIS course title.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. Do you have anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on course number 1055.1? Okay, hearing none. So we would need to conditionally approve this one if we're comfortable with the changes that Mr. Clark had just recommended that are needed to be part of this. Do we have a motion to conditionally approve this course?
Shift from
I'd like to conditionally approve because there's no substantial informational changes.
Okay. All right. We have a motion. I believe we have a second as well. All right.
Yes, shift for a second.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Course 1055.1 is conditionally approved.
Mr. Chairman, right. Just to let you know, Commissioner Brown joined a little bit late, but I'm off.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Commissioner. Next, we have agenda item number 9, which is the Education Administrator Activity Report. Do we have a report for today's meeting?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The Education Administrator's Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the Administrator from November 20th, 2024 through January 19th, 2025. Including staffing the ad hoc meeting and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the FBC education program. Also stated in the report is the training funding information for 2025, which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the January 31st 2025 EDPOC agenda.
All right, thank you, Michael. Any of the members of the POC, or anyone have any comments on this item? Any further discussion? All right, then we'll head to the next item, which is going to be other POC business, if we have any other items to discuss today.
Brian, this is... This is David. Can I make a comment, please?
Yeah. Go ahead, Commissioner John.
I want to compliment Michael on the improvement that Bill Dunbar. I know that we didn't. I reviewed the presentation and in the last meeting, we asked Michael if he would get with the creditors and give them what they need to be checking. So that's good job, Michael. And much improved.
Thank you, Commissioner.
I would make the same comments on the last presentation from the Larry. Michael, can you really get on these guys and make sure that they're following procedures? I mean, I don't understand how they could possibly submit a course
well,
that's not done. So can you please follow up with them?
Yes, Commissioner, the self-affirmation course does not pass through an accreditor. I said the prior accreditor was Larry Schneider. The self-affirmation courses are strictly uploaded and presented by the provider. An accreditor doesn't look at it. So yes, I'll have to get with this provider and let them know specifically what they need to do from now on.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah, good job, Michael. They're getting a lot more cleaned up nowadays. Next, we have item number 11, which is public comment. Do we have anybody from the public on the line here wishing to speak on anything that's not been on the agenda? All right, hearing none, we have a POC member and staff comments. All right, hearing none, looks like it's going to be a quick meeting here, 15 minutes. So with that, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
And thank you, guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right, thank you, Commissioner.
Okay, all right.